It's Friday. Let's get your weekend started with the Shoot Around Podcast. Brittany Jones, Jason Collins, and Kevin Walker discuss basketball. From college to the NBA and everything in between, these hosts take their shots right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio, Fridays at 7 p.m.
Good evening, and welcome to the Shoot Around right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio with Brittany Jones, Jason Collins, and myself, Kevin Walker. If you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, we got two great guests here. We got Mr. Larry Chester and Mr. Stacey Mack, two former teammates of mine and two former NFL players as well. For the last few weeks, we turned this into the NFL and football takeover. Wanted to get these guys on to share their, you know, their experience in the NFL and things of that nature. So we're going to have a good time, man. We're also going to talk NFL week one. We're going to recap tomorrow last night's game and the week one as well. So with that being said, let's bring in these guys. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening on YouTube, man, these guys are chilled and laid back, man. It's going to be a great one nonetheless. Larry and Stacey, thanks so much for joining us, brothers. How are you doing this evening?
Good, brother. Appreciate you for having me.
All right, appreciate it, man. Hey, man, listen, let's dive right in. So right before we get into it, and Jason and Britt, I got to welcome my guest in here. I mean, my co-host here for sure. How are you guys doing this evening?
Going on, K. Walk. Thank you again, Larry and Stacey, for coming to the show with us.
You can call me whatever you want. You don't have to.
So I have to be so formal,
right?
Hey, listen.
Retarded dude. I'm sorry. That's awful.
Hey, listen. There's no filter with these guys. So I love these guys playing with them. They kept us entertained on and off the field, for sure, man. Listen, just a quick story about these guys and what I remember most. I remember Stacey, man. I remember us playing together. We played, we played together in Syracuse. The game against Syracuse, I should say. And I remember that play, man. We kind of talked about it off the air, man. This guy, man, we were running down the field, man. I mean, he had a run. I'm downfield blocking, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a wide receiver. I'm blocking. And I turn around, man, this guy turns around. I mean, the guy's coming around, had him lined up. I mean, head down and everything. Stacey jumps over this guy. First time I've ever seen that. We see it all the time now. That's the first time I've ever seen that. As soon as he landed and got down, man, I said, man, that just got you into the NFL. You know that. He just ran back and you're all humble and man, what have you. But that's good stuff. Now, look at Larry. Larry right here, man. Larry's my guy, man. Larry is exactly what you're going to get with Larry. I remember making fun of this guy, man, coming into Temple, man. I used to call him, I was just saying he come from Tupelo, Mississippi, nowhere near Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi. He used to get on me about that. I remember one day from camp, man, we coming down, we're walking from the field, and Stacey, you remember this. We're walking down from the field. We're going back into the locker room after practice. So I see this car, right? I see this car. It's on the back of the car is on the sidewalk of the car. So I didn't think nothing of it. I just thought somebody was drunk. You know, they just parked a different way. Didn't see it happen. So someone said, you know, Larry Chester did that. I'm like, what do you mean Larry Chester? He parked the car that way? It's like, nah, he put the car on the sidewalk. I'm like, what are you talking about? He ain't put no car on the sidewalk. So I didn't think nothing of it. So I came back next day. Someone said Larry's about to put the car on the sidewalk. So I ran. I sprinted up. I wanted to see this. This dude is picking up the car and putting it on the sidewalk, man. And I tell you, I said, listen, man, when it came down to team, 11-on-11, I say, and it was a special play we called. It was a missile right, missile left. And when they called that, I said, listen, I look for Larry. I said, listen, coach, if Larry is on the line, do not call that play to me because I am not running that play to Larry. I'm not running that play to Larry because Larry didn't care. I'm saying, I saw this guy pick up a car and put it on the sidewalk. You know what he going to do to me, man? but there's some great stuff there. There's some great stuff there, man. Yeah, go ahead.
He been eating grits since he was 2 years old.
I thought it was the HUDAC program, personally. I thought it was the HUDAC program. But nonetheless, man, yeah, these guys are some great guys, man. Had some really good times with these guys on the field for sure. But listen, man, let's dive right into it. And, Stace, I'll start with you on this one, man. It's just you guys, man, we all came out pretty much the same time. Actually, Stace, you were a year after I was. Let's just talk about, you know, we were in college. We played against some, you know, some big-time guys, you know. We were in the Big East. But give me your thoughts on the biggest adjustment going from, you know, from the college speed of the game and just everything that you had to do, the day-to-day basis. What was the biggest adjustment from going college to the NFL for you? And ladies and gentlemen, let me just let them know for sure and let them know that, you know, you played with the Jacksonville Jaguars and you also played with the Houston Texans. But what was the biggest adjustment for you?
I think the biggest adjustment for me, K-Walt, it was a job now. You know, you had to, every day you had to come and bring it every day. There's no day you can slack off or your name will be called to get cut. So it was a job. And that was my biggest adjustment, bro. I had to go hard every day, run 45 yards down the field and come back and get another play in, run another 45 yards down the field. And that's what Coach Carson wanted to see from his running backs. So that was my and the speed of the game. I mean, the NFL is so fast, as you can see last night with Von Miller.
Yeah.
The NFL is just so fast. The speed of the game it was just an adjustment.
That would be my speed of the game. It was nice.
Speed of the game.
Yeah, man, for sure. I can only imagine that. But Larry, what say you about it? You say I know you dealt with some big time guys. You pretty much dealt with an offensive line that you probably see a lot on Sundays when we were playing in the Big East. But what was the biggest adjustment for you when you went to the NFL?
Definitely the speed. If anything, I remember just even practice. There was never a It was a lack of time. There was no downtime, no loafing, taking time off. And every play, practice was like game speed. The game was, it was easier to play the game than actually practice.
That's true.
Wow. All right, good stuff there. Let me ask you this, guys, as well. When you got that call, I know where I was at. I mean, I got a call from the Jacksonville Jaguars my senior year, Stace. But I know where I was at when I got that call, and I remember getting that call and what I did immediately after that. But where were you at, and who was the first team to call you? Was it Jacksonville? Was that the first team, the only team, or did you get multiple calls, during that time?
I mean, of course, my situation was a disappointment, K-Walk. I was supposed to be drafted, you know, and
Yeah,
that's how it came out of the situation. There ain't no different for everyone thought they were going to be drafted.
Facts.
So I was at home with the grandparents.
There you go.
I got the call from Jacksonville. I was at home. It was exciting time. But I was also mad. I was going to go in and work as hard as I possibly can to make this team.
Okay.
So,
was that the only call you got, Stace? Was Jackson?
No,
the only
I got multiple calls. I thought Jackson was doing fitness. But even though when I got in there, they had seven running backs, Heisman Trophy running backs, you know, but I thought that was the best fit for me. And it turned out to be right. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, you answered my next question. Is like, you know, why you picked Jacksonville over the other teams as well. But Larry, where were you at when you got that call? And
I don't know. I had a different. I ain't know nothing about the NFL. Never was part of my plan, if you will. I was literally at Temple thinking that it was going to be an opportunity for me to push my agenda. In retrospect, I like numbers, so I wanted to be in the house. So NFL, the whole NFL piece for me was truly a blessing. And, you know, I think I learned more in the earlier parts of my career than I did the many parts. You know, it was more in-depth on the technique needed to play defensive line. That was what was like a foreign concept.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was in my dorm room and with the same kind of ID that everyone else was under, you know, was told the dream that he possibly going to be drafted.
Yeah. Yeah, man, and Al, we're so proud of you guys, so happy for you guys. You know, when I saw, you know, when I saw you guys make that, you know, make the cut, of course, man, just knowing that, you know, I played, I went to battle with you guys, and you guys were right there, and you guys deserved it, man, for sure, man. You guys deserved it, and just happy for you guys, and that, especially going in as undrafted free agents, man, that means you had to put in the work, you know, twice as more as that guy that got drafted, you know what I mean? And you guys put that work in, and not only did you play for, you know, one team, you played for multiple teams for sure, man. So just hats off to you guys for sure. Next one, man. Now, next question for you. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
Can I jump in real quick? Because this kind of goes along with what you were saying. Guys, when did – because, you know, we start out playing this game because we love it as kids, high school, college. When you got to the NFL – when did it or did it ever start to feel like a business? You know, when you talk to other guys and they say it felt like work.
Day
so
one.
Like a business to you.
It was.
Yeah, Chester said it best. Day one, bro.
Day one,
Jason. And it was all business. We had a coach, and Chester also had a coach. That was one of those no-nonsense coaches.
Ooh.
And you five.
We used to call that man T-Rex.
So, you know, if we had Coach Carter, was a guy that would fan you if you 5 minutes early. You know, he was one of those no-nonsense coaches. And day one, as soon as you walked into that locker room, it was all business, especially with him. So.
Jim Moore.
I mean, Chester also played for a guy that was the same kind of coach, you know.
That man, oh my, to the point, everyone in the organization was afraid of him. And you a coach. The man put the owner of the team off the field.
Wow.
The man cut nine checks. All of us, he put him off the field. Dude, that
wow.
Jim Moore had everybody
wow.
in there, including the players. I mean, the players, it was a natural sense of fear, but everyone in that organization was afraid of Jim Moore.
Wow. And I hear that a lot, man. Yeah, I
heard a lot. I remember coming to work a day before leaving the coach and not feeling like, man, you're going to get cut. Because Jim Moore was made it absolutely a point to make you uncomfortable. And I get the whole mindset behind it. But playing for different coaches, like get to play for George Seifert, it was night and day. With George Seifert, his coaches could not talk down to the players. He had to treat those men like men. And George Seifert gave you a sense of value back. And then going to day one that who was a player's coach and he took his players insight to heart. Because he would come to us and talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say when I got there, they made me feel like it was a whole different atmosphere. I felt home.
Wow.
Playing for the Dolphins. And, you know, and with Carolina, it was business. With the Colts, it was business. With the Dolphins, it was family.
Sure. Oh, wow. Good stuff there, man. Hey, Stace, man. I mean, and I'm gonna start with you on this one. Now, you know, just switching on. Unless Britt, you're out there, Jay. You want to jump in here and ask anything else before I move on to the next question? I don't know if you guys have anything.
No, go ahead, man. I'll jump in.
I got a.
Oh, go ahead, Britt.
Go ahead, Britt.
I got a quick question. I guess you could say. So we know, you know, training camp is rough, and you know, being a part, you know, just the NFL is a lot of grueling, a lot of grinding. What was the fun part about it? So, just for those who's listening, what was the exciting part? Were there any perks, benefits, maybe in the community? What was the fun that most players may not want to say that y'all are willing to tell us? You got to tell us everything.
We got to keep it PG.
You
ain't
got to tell us everything.
For me, being violent, I understand it, everybody's perspective about the money, the money also was fun. But...
That's what I was waiting for. That's
being
the answer
able,
I was waiting for.
Being able to go out and express yourself as a gladiator and be respected, that was fun to me. I love practice more than I like to get. The games went too fast. Too much was expected. Practice was fun. Even in those early portions when Jim Mora demanded perfection. The concept for us was steel sharpened steel, and that carried over to your career. You wanted to compete at practice, and the whole violence portion of it, being able to hit a grown man as hard as you want to and not get in trouble for it, that was fun to me.
Stace, what say you, bro?
Brittany, let me tell you my funny part. So being a rookie, you get hazed, and they hazed us really good. They put a sale sign and shipped it on the other side of the city. My truck, I couldn't even find my truck for 2 days. So the second year when I got to do the hazing, they stopped missing. You know, I was a jokester. And I got fooled a lot.
He was disgusting. He was disgusting. Look at this.
But that's pretty much it, though. I mean, joking on with other teammates, that pretty much was a fun part for us. Exactly.
Good stuff, Derek.
My season was a little bit different. We were, when I can remember, I like to play cards. I think that was probably the whole thing from college and junior college. They called me in like, we're going to play a card game, and I ran to get in the seat. And as soon as my butt hit the seat, something in me said, something's wrong. And I can't remember, somebody came from behind and grabbed me in a bear hug. It was funny because at any point I could get out of it. Get away. So they take me up. And I'm laying on the floor all taped up. And I remember someone screaming out, what we going to do to him? Throw him in the hot tub. Throw him in the pool. Throw him in the cold tub. And they said that. I said, what? And ripped out of the tape. All them grown men ran like, seen before. The person behind, whoever was the one that grabbed me behind me, I grabbed him, turned him upside down. There was this heavy bag in the middle of the room, maybe 25 yards away. I picked this 280-pound man up and threw him across the room. He hit the heavy
he
bag.
Strong.
I told you I like the violence.
You see why they want to run that middle screen? You see why they want to run that middle screen?
Those press blocks, I like, my thought on that was I'm going to put the blocker to sleep, especially coming down like that. Yeah, I put a lot of grown men to sleep.
Yeah, that grown man's strength is something different, man. His strength is something different, man. I can attest to that. You go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Stace, man, I was not running that middle screen. Coach Govan said it's run missile right, missile left. I said, yeah, I'm not missile left, all right. I left the huddle.
we already know how this crazy
rule is, man. Hey, Stace, I wasn't messing with that guy, man. He was on a different level, man, for sure. For sure, man. Hey, listen, man, let me ask you guys this, man, about today's games now. We got today's games. And we had a really good one. We'll talk about that a little bit later, Jason. I'll turn it over to Jason. But right now, who do you guys like in the AFC right now? I'll start with you guys because you guys predominantly played. You get your careers in the AFC. So I'll start with you on this one, Stace. What do you like in the AFC right now? I know the Bills look good right now. You don't have to go into the game because Jason's going to talk about that. But who do you like in the AFC right now coming out?
Well,
Bills Mafia, they've been doing it for a few years. It's finally good to see them, get to that upper tier of, just being a great team again.
Who you like, man?
I just said Bills.
Are you running for president or something? What you running for president?
That's why every time I see him, I want to just choke him. I can't help but want to put my hands around
him. Bet. ain't not changed his TU days, man. Ain't not changed his TU days. What say you, brother?
I like the Chargers, brother. Okay. Chargers are going to be pretty strong. I like the Chargers coming out of the AFC.
All right. Now, I let you guys know now. I know, Stacey, you're a diehard Cowboy fan. I'm sorry, Britt. Britt's an Eagles fan. Jason just pledged his allegiance this season to the Cowboys. I believe, Larry, you're a Saints fan. Is that safe to say, Larry?
I'm a Saints fan for the NFC this year, but, I'm never a fan of anything. I just love the players. I love to see the players.
Okay. All right. I like that answer. All right, man. Listen, this is real quick, man. Before we're going to grab our first break, then we're going to turn it over to Mr. Jason Collins because he's got some good topics to turn into. But listen, Stace, I'll start with you on this one again, man. And listen, Jason kind of talked about, when you were younger and, your love for the game and when you fell in love with the game. But right now, if you were to tell, if you could talk to your 18-year-old self today, what would you tell him? What advice would you give him?
Stay dribbling that basketball.
Oh, you was a monster there, too. I forgot about that.
Get better at basketball. Yeah. That was my first love.
Oh, yeah, I know you were a monster. I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And that's what I love to do. But they had me in high school at 6'4". I was just 6'1".
Yeah.
I figured if I could have grew and got 6'4", 6'5", I would have played in the NBA. But, I was playing basketball.
Yeah, man, I forgot about it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Brett.
Who's your basketball team?
I grew up loving the Sixers. But now, my home team is Orlando, so I'm a Magic fan. And we got our head in the sand for the last 20 years. Our head's been in the dirt, because it's bad owners out here in Orlando. Bad owners.
Yeah.
But you grew up loving the who?
The Sixers.
You heard that, right, Jay?
You got a new friend.
Fan too, so I'm not mad at it.
Hey, Stace and Larry, Rich, she's from the South Jersey area, so pretty much the Philly area. So she's a Phillies fan there, so that's why she she asked about the she's an Eagles fan, a Sixers fan. But yeah, Stace, Yeah, I forgot you were. I forgot you were a ball player. I remember playing in McGonagall Hall with you, man, in the off season. And I remember we're coming down, and you kept, yeah, you kept throwing. You kept telling me, "K-Walk, throw it up, throw it up, throw it up." And I was like, you know, you said you were 6 foot. What am I throwing it up for? So I threw it up one time, and I'm telling you, this guy went and got it and dunked it over D. I was like, gracious, didn't know he had it there. I forgot about that. Forgot about that, bro. I don't know how I forgot that. But Larry, you know, the same question to you is, if you could go back and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him? What type of advice would you give him?
Take things more serious, and you know, be wiser with, you know, decisions, the opportunity, you know. Not having any kind of concept of what it was gonna take to be in the NFL from a player's perspective and then from a business standpoint.
Right.
I didn't know anything. I mean, I couldn't tell you at no point earlier on that I have any perspective on what was going to be required.
Right.
And then when you have access to certain resources, how to maximize output from those resources. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that's what I was, you know, basically thinking, you know, a little more serious and do your homework way more.
Hey, you know, these guys are tired of pantyhose 2 sizes small, man. I tell you that much right now, man. But
I gotta research things to get a firm understanding of things, and just from that standpoint, it may be push for that analytical side a little more.
All right, appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that. All right, what we're going to do here is we're going to grab our first break,
hey,
and when we come back.
Can I throw one more in before you go, man? I'm just having too much fun learning about these guys, man. So I'm going to see if I can throw one more in here before we talk some other football.
Be careful, Jay.
No, man, obviously, you know, when you play football, there's so many good lessons, right? Friendships that last a lifetime, as we can see on this call. The hard work, the effort, just the things that it teaches you about life. And when you're 18 to 25, 27, you feel good physically all the time. But we're all about the same age, not Brittany, but we are, gentlemen. How you feel
about that? I almost called him mister.
Wow.
any concerns physically, knees, back? We know more now about concussions. Any worries from that standpoint?
Well, medical, bro. We tore up, bro. We have tore up, bro. To be honest with you, Casey.
You don't have enough time for me to get into
my
medical.
Yeah, it's a battle each and every day, bro. We see doctors. We on they put you on this prescription, this medicine, this medicine, this medicine. On all that kind of medication, you can't even function on everything they put you on. You know,
cannabis is good for you.
with my wife, she has to text me if she's sending me to the store. She could tell me.
I don't even do that.
And I don't even know exactly what she just told me to get. She has to text. She knows she got to text me. Memory wise, I don't have good memory at all for the game. Like for getting stuff, you know, when my wife sending me to the store. But yeah, man, I had four boys and I would never let one of them play football. I wouldn't.
I don't know, but we'll come up with a better plan. Get them 60 years to get vested. Get out of there. I get a different approach.
All right, we ain't gonna get too much involved in that. I know you guys are going through some things there, but what we're gonna do, like I said, we're gonna grab our first break. When we come back again, Jason will turn it on. We'll take it over from there, and then we'll have some fun, man. It's not like we ain't already had some fun, but we're gonna get into some other topics as well. All right, again, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the Shoot Around with Brittany Jones.
Please put that down,
Jason Collins. Hey, Kevin Walker. I'm laughing, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why we're laughing on the radio, because on YouTube, Brittany's putting up her Eagles hat, and you know she knows that Stacy and Jason are Cowboys fans, so that's the reason why we're laughing. But you
I gotta
can still.
Sunshine Anderson Eagles.
Two against one.
You'll definitely
Sunshine
catch it.
Sunshine Anderson.
For
the Eagles to be the city of brotherly love, I ain't never played
hey,
there, and nobody loved you.
Is that right?
Sunshine Anderson Eagles, one hit wonder Eagles.
At least we got in the last 5 to 10 years.
Uh-oh.
Was I born when y'all last won? Wait a
wow,
minute.
Lord,
oh wait,
wow.
We gotta go to break on
wow.
that one. K-Rob, take us to break on that one.
Let's jump into our break, and we're definitely going to. Hey, we got a preview. We got a prelude of what we're going to get next segment for sure. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the Shoot Around with Brittany Jones, Jason Collins, and myself, Kevin Walker, and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Jaquan J. Kelly, aka Jamel I. Weef, Master Killer of Wu-Tang and American Saga on Hulu. You're listening to the Shoot Around with Brittany Jones, Jason Collins, and Kevin Walker. They're taking a break and they'll be right back.
Your skin isn't just skin. It's a beautiful reflection of every single thing you've been through in life. Which is why Dove Body Wash renews your skin's ceramides and strengthens it against dryness. For instantly softer, smoother skin, you can lovingly embrace. Renew the love for your skin with Dove Body Wash.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Welcome back to the Shoot Around. Brittany Jones, Kevin Walker, Jason Collins right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. And we have our special guests, guys, Stacy Mack and Larry Chester, some of K-Walk's teammates at Temple, and then obviously spent some time in the NFL as well. Hey, guys, before we get into some football talk, Kev has told some stories about you guys tonight. He made you look good. He chose some good ones. I've known K-Walk since high school. Do either one of you guys have a good story maybe you could share about K-Walk, maybe something that went down at Temple? Give us something good. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if you could think of anything good, what can you share with us?
I'm going to share this. Before there was T.O., you know, all these diva receivers.
Yes.
This guy right here running the ball. Before he was T.O., only on the diva receiver. This the prime example of a diva receiver. He wanted the football. This guy. And then,
yeah.
Hey, and K-Walk was good enough to get the football. Man, before I used to always think about that. I said, before all this T.O. and divas, boy, I
I had one at Temple. It was K. Wall.
And I will tell you, I am not the least bit surprised at that answer. I saw
hey, Jason,
some of that
he
in
always
high school.
Open.
Yeah.
He always open, isn't
it? Hey, what real receiver's going to tell you otherwise?
All right, guys. Let's get into it. We actually had some football last night, some real NFL football, Bills versus Rams. Oh, man, Buffalo, they look like they're ready to kind of set the league on fire. But, Britt, I'll start with you. What did you think about this one? What did you see last night? Give me your thoughts on the Bills and the Rams.
Were the Rams prepared? Did they still think it was preseason football? I don't know what was going on. Jalen Ramsey, every year he talks all that crap, but he got dusty. Two straight times, the last two times we've seen him, he got burnt. Now, granted, last time they won the Super Bowl, but this time, mm-mm. But I can tell you one thing, I'm really impressed with Josh Allen. I'm really – that stiff arm he did,
yeah.
I think it was on the cornerback. I can't remember exactly who it was. The other one opposite Jalen Ramsey. But, man, he's big, strong. He was making some very nice, tight throws in the window, especially the one back shoulder throw he did to Stephon Diggs, which was great. A couple interceptions. The one interception wasn't quite his fault. The second one, he kind of just threw it out there, but – the Bills is something serious. I'm really impressed with this team. I know it's just the first game, so it can't go off too much, but I will say this. If this was not a great game for the Bills, because they didn't play their 100% best, I'm scared to see what it is when they get everything together and their chemistry is flowing and they're really in the flow of things and they're playing at their full best. The Bills is going to be dangerous this year. That's a dangerous team.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. And you mentioned it, Britt. It's only the first game. But, Stacey, what do you think, man? How good do you think this Buffalo team can be?
Man, I really think that defense can be really good. They got a star in Pro Bowl corner that's out. I think Devion White, whatever his team is.
Yeah.
They got a Pro Bowl corner that's not even playing. I think that defense is so scary. And they got a leader for a quarterback, man. I was just reading. I didn't know he didn't have any zero. He had zero offers out of high school. Went to junior college, only had one offer from Wyoming in junior college. And, you know, he's playing like Tom Brady, man. Tom Brady plays with a chip on his shoulder, and this kid also is playing the same way. As far as the Rams, I think they still got a Super Bowl lag over, like, They still celebrating the Super Bowl. That's the way they played last night, for me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, for sure. And, Larry, man, I was really impressed up front as well with the Bills' offensive and defensive line. Anything jump off the page at you? What did you see from the Bills last night?
Saw that consistency of old. Just studying the Bills, man, I play them every year. I'm not to beat twice, except for in Carolina. But they always had a powerful offensive line, and this offensive line displayed that kind of play. Defense, Von Miller is still doing it, coming off the edge of that kind of presence was missing on the defense. They got it from last night. They can keep this thing up. Man, that's what I'm picking them to be in go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they certainly look like they're going to be right in the mix when it's all said and done. K-Walk, man, I think a lot of people thought this game would be a lot closer than it was. And really, if it hadn't been for a couple of turnovers in the first half, it might have been even worse than it was. What'd you think, man? Give me your thoughts on Bills-Rams.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much what everyone touched on. But, yeah, I'm just impressed with Josh Allen, and he just seems so comfortable and so in control of that offense. It just seemed like everything that he did, it just clicked, and it just seemed like he had already seen the game played before he stepped on that field. He just knew where guys were going to be as far as both on the offense and the defensive aspect of it. But, you know, like Brittany mentioned, he threw two interceptions. The one interception really wasn't his fault. It's just a guy that was just trying to, you know, self-preservation. He was just trying not to get killed, and it ultimately, you know, cost him an interception. But overall, and they didn't get everyone involved either, and that's the scary part. I mean, Knox didn't really have a big-time game. Obviously, Davis did and Diggs did for sure. But once Knox gets into the mix, it's going to be even scarier. And like Brittany alluded to, they didn't even play their A game, and that's sad to see, especially for the Rams. And a lot of people have the Rams going back to the Super Bowl. So if they're going to do that to one of the favorites in the NFC, imagine, you know, what they're going to do. Well, we all know that the AFC is pretty much top heavy for the most part. I think there's maybe one or two teams that you could say is really not in the mix. But overall, man, I just love everything about this team. Vaughn Miller looked like he was 23 years old again on the defensive end. Micah on the back end looked good as well. Very scary team. Sean McDermott really had a great game plan, and they all executed it. So really scary team to be for sure, Jeff.
Yeah, man, good stuff. And that was a great way to kind of kick off the NFL season. But
for
I think we all know the game of the weekend is going to be Sunday night, the Cowboys and the Bucks. That's the one that everybody's waiting for. I'm going to start with my man Stacy on this one, man.
That's the one y'all been waiting for. That's the one y'all been waiting for. Let's correct that statement. Correct that
Stacy,
statement.
Man, what do you expect to see from the Cowboys on Sunday night, man? Can they get this done against the Bucks?
Man, we lost a lot. As you know, Jason, we lost a lot of key players. We lost Big Glint, my offensive tackle, during training camp. It's going to be interesting to see how that left side holds up, man, how much protection they give that. Gosh, man, it's going to be a tough game, man. I can't call it right now, but it's going to be a very, very tough game for the Cowboys. So
that's his way of saying the Cowboys going to lose.
I like those words. I like those words.
All right, well, Larry,
you would like that.
Larry, I was coming to you next, man. How do you see this thing playing out? Can the Cowboys get out of there with a win? There's a little bit of drama in Tampa. Brady left the team for 11 days. Any of that going to impact this game on Sunday night?
Brady came to that team in 1 year and took them to a Super Bowl. So 11 days is nothing. Cowboys always on paper sound like, that they should shake up the world. But, I'm still waiting for them to get back to, days of old when they had a dynasty.
You're a hater.
I told you I like players. I ain't got no real favorites. I have no dogs and no fights. But if I had to choose, I'm going with Tampa just from the standpoint of Tampa is back on their crest. They have all the tools. They have a few new key players in places that don't, put their offense back to 35 points a game. I don't think Dallas have anything on the shelf right now. And that ain't a shot at Dallas. It's just, if you're looking at resources, they don't have anything that just jump out at me other than Dak. And what's the running back name in my case?
Zeke. Hey, Zeke, get it right. Yeah. It's called Zeke. You call him Zeke.
I can't stand running back anyway, but that's my personal.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And K-Walk, we've talked about it before, the weapons that they've lost, really not having enough playmakers on the outside maybe to keep up with the scoring that they're going to need to get this thing done. Yeah. But how do you see this thing playing out, K-Walk? Can the Cowboys get out of this thing with a victory?
I think they can. I really do think they can, man, to be honest with you. I just think that they're
just
both,
nice
both fighting.
Man.
Oh, no. I really believe it. And, you know, as a 49ers fan, you know I don't have any love for the Cowboys. But, yeah, I really do think they have a legitimate shot here because I just think that, you know, the Bucs are – along with the Cowboys, they're kind of hurting up front right there. As Stacey mentioned, that left side of that offensive line is going to be crucial for both teams, to be honest with you. And then you're not sure what you're going to get with the receiving core from the Cowboys. As you could say the same thing for the Bucs as well, because Chris Godwin is coming off of that ACL injury. He's a game time decision right now, which is not a good thing if you're a receiver. You know, you want to be 100%. You want to feel comfortable going into that. I just say if you're a game time decision on Friday, then you should just sit out the week, give it a week, and just to heal up for sure. But yeah, I still like the Cowboys here. I just think they have a little bit more. I think Tom Brady is a little distracted. As great as he is, I think it's going to be enough distraction there, which will allow the Cowboys to go in there and steal a win for sure. I'm not going to say steal a win, but get the win. Let me rephrase that.
You stole the truth.
Hey, Walt, I'm picking up what you're putting down, man. But let me come on over here to Brittany. Brittany, how do you see this thing playing out? Look, Britt, you're an Eagles fan, but you're also a fair analyst. You see the game, you know the game. How do you see this thing playing out on Sunday?
You said the key word. I'm an Eagles fan. Basically, every fan outside of Dallas, we live in reality world. We don't live in a delusional, hallucination, merry-go-round type world. We all live in a reality world. So I'm going to speak my truth. You ain't got to worry about that, Jay. You know me. We ain't got to worry about that. Now, for all those Dallas fans, y'all got to stop doing whatever y'all doing. All right, come back to reality. But anyway, I think y'all understood what I was saying. No, I think that both teams took a hit on that offensive line. Like you said, Jay, Tom Brady's been out for a while. I know he's a vet, a long-time vet, so he may not really need training camp. He understands that Dallas has Micah Parsons. They have DeMarcus Lawrence, and they're going to be coming, and he understands that he's going to have to get rid of that ball a lot faster. The one thing I will give up to the Bucs is that outside of that offensive line, they are pretty healthy this year. Dallas, they have CeeDee Lamb, but who the heck is going to man the other side of that, on the other side with the receivers? We don't know. They lost Michael Gallup. Well, Michael Gallup out due to injury right now. They lost Amari Cooper. They don't have Cedric Wilson. I know they have the rookie Jalen Tolbert that they're really high on. James Washington, I think he's out, so I don't know. I think this might be a defensive game, honestly, and if I'm looking from the defensive standpoint, I'm be honest. I can't stand the Dallas fans, and I can't stand the team. But they got one of my favorite players out of the draft last year, and that was Micah Parsons from Penn State. And with him, they could do anything. I'm hoping, I'm eating my own words, and I'm dead wrong as an Eagles fan. But it's hard for me to say this. I'm gonna go with that team down in Texas. I'm gonna go with that team down there. I think they're gonna win this one.
Britt, you got the garbage can next to you? You got the garbage can on the floor next to you? Because I know you're not feeling too well right now.
When I was younger, I broke the biggest bone in my body, the femur. It hurt worse than that right now for me to say that. Just like, you know, I'm a true Eagles fan now. I'm a true Eagles fan. So, yeah, that hurt. But I got to go with that one.
Good stuff. I got the Cowboys, too, just for the record. 31-27. Give me the Cowboys as well. All right, guys, let's talk about quarterbacks. You know, everybody says quarterbacks are the most important position on the field. If you don't have a great quarterback, you really don't have a shot in today's NFL. So I want to do a quarterback confidence rating. How confident are you in these quarterbacks? We don't have to be super long with this because I got quite a few I want to run through. But just maybe on a scale from 1 to 10, obviously 10 being you feel really confident, one, obviously, you're not real sure. Let's just run through some quarterbacks. And I'm going to start in Philadelphia, Brittany Jones, with your guy, Jalen Hurts. I don't know. How do you feel about Jalen Hurts? What's your quarterback confidence rating on Mr. Jalen Hurts?
Look, I like him a lot. I can see some promise in him, but he has to develop a lot. You know, I'm being honest. I'm being fair. I'm hoping he's done a lot, but he's got to get his accuracy and anticipation right. I'm going to give him a – he's part of my team. I'm going to give him a 5. I'm going to give him 50%. 5 right now.
Okay.
Give him a 5.
All right. Stacey, what about you? Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, gosh. Real quick question, Brittany. Is he as far along as Donovan is – at this point, Donovan Lamb?
No. I think Donovan was a better passer coming out. So, no, not yet. Now, I got to tell you, this
four.
Sunday. We're going to see on Sunday.
Yeah. I'll give him a 4, JC. I'll give him a 4.
Okay. All right. Larry, what about you? Jalen Hurts.
I give him a 6 on just competitive.
Okay,
well, I see him mature, regardless of what media expression is about him, being mature as the game goes on. So I give him a 6 for just being a competitor.
Yeah, I'm actually with you on this. I was going to give him a 6 as well. I think he gets that extra point because of some of the things that he can do with his legs. Obviously, he still has to develop some as a passer, but he is going to bring a different dynamic with his feet. K-Walk, what say you?
Yeah, I'll just split the difference. I'm going to go 5.5 here, man. I'll go 5.5 here because just give him a little bit more than 50%. So, yeah, I like Larry said, this is the potential alone, man. I just think that you look at that and you see everything that he has. He has all of the tools. He has the arm. He has the mobility. He has the weapons there. So everything is laid out for him. So I'll say right now, just based off of a kind of – just don't know. It's kind of like Trey Lance. I don't know if he's going to be one of the quarterbacks you talk about, but you see the potential there. You see the tools there. So I'll say 5.5.
All right, good stuff. Now, okay, Walk, he's the next guy on my list, so I'm going to stay with you here. Trey Lance, obviously he's taken over for your 49ers. What's your quarterback confidence rating on Trey Lance?
I'm giving him a 19. No, I'm just kidding, guys. I'm going to give him. I'm going to give him the same rating as Jalen. I'm going to say 5.5 as well. We see the potential there, and we know potential generally can get a lot of coaches fired. I'm pretty sure that Stacey and Larry seen that. Some players that they play with, but I'm putting him the same boat is Jalen Hurts. I mean, I just think that he has the potential. He has the arm strength. He has the mobility, and obviously, I believe he has the. We all believe he has the talent around him as well. So I'll put him in the same category as Jalen Hurts, to say 5.5.
All right, Larry. What about you, Trey Lance?
Don't really have a lot of information about him. Shanahan, I'll give him I'll go with K-Walk like 5.5.
Yeah, and that's fair, right? We don't really know a lot of information. That's probably why none of us are super confident. But I do think that Shanahan point is a good one. You know he's going to have the offense drawn up, designed, planned out to highlight his strengths for sure. Stacey, what about you, Trey Lance?
This is a tough one, guys. And you're going to hear it here first. Jimmy G will be the starter for the 49ers. Trey Lance did not see the field fast. He doesn't see the field fast enough. You know, he's slow on his passes on delivering the ball. Jimmy G will be the starter before the season and with the 49ers. So that's saying I'm going to give him the same thing I gave Jalen before.
All right, good stuff. Hey, that's breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy G will be the starter for the 49ers.
A lot of cheer about what you said, Journey.
All right, Brittany, what say you? Trey Lance.
I think I'm along the same rating similar to Jalen Hurts. Like, we just don't know yet because they're both still so young. And my biggest thing with the 49ers is, now, it could have been a contract situation. It could have been they didn't get what they want with the trade in the trade market. So I had to keep Jimmy G. So it seems like there are some concerns. So because of that, I'm going to give him a 5.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm going to give him a 5 as well. All right, guys, we're just going to do one more because we're getting short on time here and we're going to have to wrap it up here. But let's do Russell Wilson. He's obviously in Denver now, left Seattle. There's been people saying maybe he's not the same quarterback that he was. I'm a big fan of Russ. I feel really good about him. But, Brittany, I'll start with you. What say you, confidence rating in Russell Wilson?
Let's see. This one's tough. But I think he has a chip on his shoulder, and I think people really forgot the type of quarterback that he was prior to Seattle not having an offensive line. I think any quarterback without an offensive line will struggle. We've seen that in years past with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. I'm going to give him a 9. I'm really confident in Russell Wilson. I think he's going to go out there and kill it. Now, the team may not be at super great in totality, but I think for him, in order for what he needs to do as the starting quarterback, I think he'll go out and do what he's supposed to do.
Stacey, Russell Wilson.
Man, you give a guy an extension of $265 million.
Right.
my goodness. Russell's a great quarterback. I'm going to get Russell. I'm with Brittany. Probably a 9.
Larry?
Yeah, I follow you, Britt. 9. Russell Wilson, that baseball pedigree plays into being a good quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm with you guys as well. I'm going to go 9, but K-Walk, what say you?
Yeah, I'll make it unanimous. I'll say 9 as well. I just think he like Britt said, he has that offensive line now, and he has some tools as well. He doesn't have a DK Metcalf, but Jerry Jeudy and Sutherland over there, I think is going to make up for that for sure. But as long as he has that offensive line and Britt mentioned as well, that chip on his shoulder, I'm going to go 9 as well.
All right, good stuff. All right, guys, last question before we get out of here. I just wanted to get this one in, especially because we have some guests tonight. Football is very different now than it was, let's say, back in the 90s. And K-Walk, Stacey, Larry, we're all about the same age. Brittany's the young pup on the show, so she probably wasn't even born.
She's born in the 90s, probably.
But, but what do you guys prefer? Stacey, I'm going to start with you on this one. Do you like that 90s brand of football? Or do you prefer the way it is now with some of the rule changes and the freedom of movement? Which brand of football do you prefer?
Man, our 90s is a much more physical game. They ran the ball more. It was between the offensive line versus defensive line, run the ball, smash my football. Let's see what I prefer the 90s over this 7-on-7 football right now.
Absolutely.
That's because that running back didn't have him in.
But and you see how it changed. Brittany the Eagles fan because he was born in the 90s. She was born later. She'll be a Cowboys fan.
Never.
Interesting point.
Not one bit. Half of the world don't remember those Super Bowls.
Oh wow!
I think Jesus was walking on earth when they won. They're like, come on!
Wow! Okay, Brittany, you're killing us right now.
The trophy still look the same.
It's got a lot of dust on it that's piled up many years.
Larry, I think I know where you're going to go with this one, man, just because of the way K-Walk described you earlier. But what do you prefer, man, 90s or today's version?
The 90s, just because I love the physicality, but I understand
the money protection.
From the protection
right.
of your aspect, you know, how the game is today. But I like the physicality. I miss that in watching football. And the game is kind of boring now. Just because it is a pass rush, pass scale type league.
Okay, Walt, what say you, man?
Yeah, man, like Stacy mentioned, man, 7-on-7, and I always tell people I never played football back in the day. I always played catch. So, as I mentioned earlier with Larry, I didn't want to go in the middle with a guy like Larry in the middle streak because they would take your head off and it would be legal,
right.
you know. So I'm going to take today's game, Jay, as a wide receiver, as Stacy alluded to earlier.
Oh yeah. Hey, K-Walk, you would have been a first round draft pick. You would have been
talking. Hey, right? Oh, my goodness.
All right, let me swing it over to the young pup. Brittany's a young pup, guys, but she's an old soul. So I wouldn't be surprised if she goes 90s here as well. But, Britt, what say you?
I'm young. I'm not super young, guys. But, let's see. So this was tough. You know, I like to think of what have you done for me lately? Can I remember it? Is it in my memory bank and not so way far back where I'm bragging about something that happened 30 years ago? So let me see. I want to be born. Exactly, K-Walk. I want to be born. I wasn't born. As those Cowboys fans always want to talk about all that old stuff. Come on now. But no, seriously, I'm a defensive person. You know, I never played football, of course. I play basketball. I'm a defensive person. I think that's one championship. I love physicality. I like the 90s. You know, I know it was a little bit more dangerous back then. But they could play defense. The corners could get up on you. We weren't getting caught all these tic-tac penalties that made no sense. So I got to go with the 90s. Got to go with the 90s.
All right, good stuff. Good stuff. We're all in agreement on that one. All right, guys.
Although I can't remember.
I like today's game.
We definitely want to thank our guests, Stacy Mack and Larry Chester. We appreciate you guys coming on, man. This was a lot of fun.
No doubt.
Guys, we always at the end of a show like to tell people where they can find us, if you have social media or if there's somewhere you want people to follow you. So, Stacy, I'll start with you. Is there anywhere that people can find you on social media if they're looking for you?
You know, and I'm on Facebook, but I don't even know. I'm on Instagram, but I don't even know how to work Instagram. I'm on all of that stuff, I think. I don't even know, bro. So.
All right. Hey, that's all good.
Don't be
Larry,
lost in Gary
Jones' you,
world.
I'm retired. I love my privacy, so I ain't know none of that crap.
Keep it real, man.
All right, K-Walk, man, let the people know where they can find you on social media and what you're kind of looking forward to this weekend in the sports world.
Yeah, well, you can catch me on Instagram, Kevin.Walker142, Twitter, at KevinWalker142. TikTok, I'm on there, KevinWalker72. I just do it mostly for the videos. I'm in love with those videos, but I haven't posted anything. But it's coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming soon. Trust me on that. And, of course, Facebook, Kevin Walker. And what I'm looking for, Jay, just week one of the NFL. I mean, it's here. And another week two of the college football season as well. But definitely week one of the NFL. Some prime games. We talked about a couple of them. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
And you can find me, guys, at Jason Talk Sports on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter at Jason Talk Sports. And just like UK Walk, I'm looking forward to all the football this weekend. Britt, where can we find you and what are you looking forward to?
I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter at Brittany Monique, Facebook Brittany Jones. Of course, it's NFL time, y'all. It's NFL regular season, finally. Go Eagles to get them cowgirls. They can stay in the Arlington. They on the
worst season. The worst time of your life. Worst time of your life.
The crazy thing, y'all, is they don't even play in Dallas. They play in Arlington, Texas. Like, come on now. Stop that.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
That's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. Football all weekend.
All right. Good stuff, Britt. Again, Stacy, Larry, we appreciate you guys coming on.
For sure, brother.
This
Thank you, brother.
A fun show.
Thank you for having us on, brother. Thank you for having
appreciate
us
you,
on.
Appreciate you, brother. Y'all stay safe, man.
Absolutely.
All right, much love.
And we'll see everybody next Friday night. We'll be back here live on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. Thanks for watching the Shoot Around, and we'll see you next week.
And you don't stop, keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. You don't stop, keep it on.